Hello, my name is Makan Abazari. It is Geopolitics Podcast, and the topic of this podcast is inefficient parliamentary systems. Parliamentary system could be very inefficient or could be working at other times. How a parliamentary system could be inefficient? When there is multiple political parties and then there is no clear majority, and when they must come together and make a coalition to lead the government. But the coalition they make is not agree with every decision and every goal they have. So the coalition is not as unified as you may want. So they come together and they make a coalition, but when they get to every issue, there is too much talk, so much voting, back and forth, and wasting of time. This is the problem we have in Lebanon and Iraq. For example, it will take 2 to 3 years to make Lebanese parliament and Lebanon government. Take a year to make Iraqi government and cabinet, because there will be disagreements, there will be difficulties, there will not be unified party that will be voting in support of a unified voice, and there will be disagreements. And that's only the first problem. After 2 and 3 years, when Lebanese make a government and cabinet, there will be issue and disagreement for every topic that arises. This system of political system does not work. It's one of the most inefficient systems ever existed. Germany used to be led by one political party, the Angela Merkel's party, Christian something. But then, due to rise of migrants and rise of far rights and fascists in Europe, there were other political parties who became share of the power with Merkel's party, and then Merkel had to make a coalition with 2 other parties, being 3 parties coalition, and it takes 6 months for them to also to form a government, and every decision they want to make is also very time consuming. Britain also had an inefficient system. They tried to vote for Brexit for over a year and they failed, until Boris Johnson came and closed the parliament and then brought about a snap election, and during the snap election he got clear majority. Parliamentary system with the prime minister is one of the most inefficient system ever existed. Iraq and Lebanon have protests and problems in their nations because they have a parliamentary system incapable of solving issues. They need more efficient governments to run Lebanon and Iraq. Since we are already having protests in Iraq and Lebanon, and the protesters have been protesting for 3 to 4 months, and they're not going home, they keep on coming back. And there have been promised changes, like changing the constitution of Iraq by Iraqi government, and change of their government, and change of government of Lebanon, and cabinet, and prime minister, and everything. But the protesters are not going home. They're not happy. Now, they have their own reasons, but the main good advantage of these protests not going down and continuing protests is that we can push for changing political system in Iraq and Lebanon. I cannot have inefficient parliamentary system in Iraq and Lebanon. I need the presidents in power being able to run those countries with efficiency and with a unified voice, achieving their goals as fast as possible. You know, like solving the issues rapidly and efficiently. This is what I need. But I also need to ensure Iran will remain in control of those 2 countries. So I will need, in their new government and political system, to be a connection to Islamic Republic of Iran. So they will be remaining ally of Islamic Republic of Iran. Now there are other issues, like clean water, electric power, and then there is livelihood of the people living in Lebanon and Iraq. Now how do we solve the electric power shortages? Iran produces generators very well, as good as Germany, Japan, and America. and can produce them at very low price and send them to Lebanon and Iraq so they can produce their own electric power. They just need to make the orders and place the orders for new electric power generators. Iran is also expanding its electric grid all the way to Iraq and then Syria. And Lebanon can also join this project, and Lebanon will be also connected to Iranian electric and power grid. And Iran is also connecting itself to Russia and European Union, because Iran wants to give electric power to the whole region. And Lebanon can also join the fray and get electric power and no longer have electric shortages. It will take a couple of years to build the electric grid, but we can also build them rapidly in 2 months. Now, it's our method or Middle Eastern methods. That's the difference. But again, there is also possibility of selling them generators and building them power plants. And then there comes the issue of cost. Qatar government is allowed to invest in Iraq and Lebanon and develop these countries as long as they have profits or security outcome for Middle East and Qatar. So Qatar can buy these generators from Iran and build electric power plants. Then we get to economy of Lebanon and to lesser extent, Iraq. Lebanon has lots of economic issues because we have lots of Syrian and Palestinian migrants in Lebanon, overwhelming the economy. And they were also very sanctioned. Their bank was sanctioned by America because of bogus relation to Hezbollah, and Hezbollah is there, so what can they do? So they were sanctioned, and their bank and their currency was decimated, but they already have millions of migrants, and their population is very low, and they have lots of problems, and Trump destroyed that country. Now how can we fix it? Country of Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and UAE can invest in Lebanon, and can have industrial works, lucrative businesses could be manufacturing industries, you know, advanced car manufacturing, semiconductors, chocolate, milk, soybean, wine, or anything else. So we need investment from Qatar, UAE, and Saudi Arabia to boost the economy of Lebanon. Is there anything else about Iraq and Lebanon? Oh, about Iraq. Iran must be in control of Lebanon, because Iran is a Shia country, and the headquarters of Shia nations and Shia people of the world is in Qom, Iran. Iraq can also have a political system similar to Iran, and their supreme leader will be in Iran. Now, it can be at times Iraqi supreme leader after this supreme leader dies or after the next one, but he must be located in the Islamic Republic of Iran in Qom. So if we are writing a new constitution for Iraq, a new government, we need to make sure we put Iraq in a government similar to political system of Iran. And then we will have the country of Iraq under the direct rule of supreme leader of Shia Muslim or supreme leader of Iran. There is also complaints about purity of the water in Basra and other regions of Iraq. I believe Iraq water was polluted by biological and chemical warfare in the past. And there have been complaints that the water is not clean when Iraqi people try to drink the water. It has been at times, not always, effects of biological and chemical weapons used by unknown actors to cause protests in Iraq. And it is not Iran who caused it. So this is also issue of water purity of Iraq. So now Lebanon has inefficient political system and government. Assume I'm a leader of Lebanon and I'm going to rapidly solve the issues of Lebanon. Now they tell me they have power and electric power shortages. I ask for a generator from Iran and I get it in less than a week. Meanwhile, I'm building the walls and infrastructures needed for that generators to produce electric power. Then I will deliver the generator by a cargo airplane from Iran to Lebanon, and I will have new electric power plant in a matter of a week. They say they're bankers who cause problems for Lebanese economy and have destroyed the economy of Lebanon. Then I will start a financial capital and credit market in Lebanon with new banking system rule and regulations, and start lending to countries around the world, ensuring the Lebanese people are making profit from lending people to others and getting, you know, profit from the lending. And just think about another issue in Lebanon. Issue of immigrants in Lebanon. If there are issue of immigrants in Lebanon, then I will industrially and rapidly build buildings that will house them as a new town for the migrants. Then I will attract investments from other countries, or I will borrow from the financial capital market and credit market I just established. After borrowing from them, I will build new industries, factories, and economic activities in Lebanon. Then I will employ the migrants in Lebanon to produce economically in my industries. And then I will export my supplies and finished products to Europe and rest of the world. And another issue for Lebanon, unemployment in Lebanon, and which will be solved the same way by building new factories and economic activities by borrowing from financial market we want to build there. But how would Lebanese government respond? They will sit there and talk about building a financial capital and credit market in Lebanon for years and years and years. And there will be never a financial capital in Lebanon because they will be talking about it and there will be disagreements and problems. When it comes to building power generators and ending the electric power shortages, you see they have electric power shortage for a very long time and they have not solved it. What was the other issue? Immigrants, they're complaining about immigrants and they have not solved it. Because they sit there and they talk and they try to compose a plan, but then there is disagreements about it and they never achieve success. And this is because the parliamentary system with many political parties and many sides is doomed to fail. We need efficient systems, efficiently deciding and acting to achieve victory or success. But then there is another thing from parliamentary system which is very good. For example, in British Parliament, we have people who have the defense, who have the right of Palestinian in mind. Or they talk about genocide of people in Yemen and they try to ban the sale of weapons to Yemenis. Or they talk for the interest of Iranian people. They are balance of power, justice, and equality. British Parliament may be inefficient at most times, but there are voices that present the voice of the voiceless. Now we get to the protests in Iraq and Lebanon. Tell the protesters, please, to not block roads, to not attack public and private properties, to not harm others, and do not attack government buildings. Only demonstrate and go home. And please do not harm the economy by your presence on the streets. Because when you are on the streets, there is no economic activities. But once you go home, shops can open, people can go to work, and economy can work. Protesting does not have any outcome, does not give you anything. Especially if you are going violent, then you are going way too wrong. Please, my friends in Lebanon and Iraq, end that protest. Now it is time for advertisements. We need defenders of Iranian interests to lobby for Iran and be also members of Senate and Congress of United States of America. And we also need them in House of Commons in British Parliament. We need Iranian defenders of Iranian interests in the Houses of Representatives in Britain and USA. Thank you. comes the time for advertisement. We want to build a railroad and road from Iran to Iraq to Syria to southern Lebanon and build a port in southern Lebanon. And we want to connect all the way Iran all the way to Lebanon through Iraq and Syria. Let us invest in building this railroad and the industrial parks around them.